In this lesson, we examine the answers to the questions that transition a candidate from the first to the second degree. This crucial step, in the ceremony of passing, is a significant part of a Mason's journey, and understanding it deeply enhances the experience. Before a candidate can participate in the ceremony of passing to the second degree, they must answer a series of questions. Often, candidates memorize these answers without fully grasping their deeper meanings. Our goal in this lesson is to provide clarity and context, ensuring that each candidate not only knows the answers but also understands their significance. The questions and answers here are based on the emulation workings, one of the most widely practiced rituals in Freemasonry. While phrases may vary slightly in different workings, the underlying principles and explanations remain consistent across all Masonic traditions. Throughout this lesson, we will draw on a wide range of sources to offer comprehensive explanations. By the end of this session, you should have a clearer understanding of the symbolic and practical meanings behind the questions and answers, enriching your Masonic journey. Let's start with the first question asked by the Worshipful Master. Where were you first prepared to be made a Mason? Candidate. In my heart. Explanation. Why is the preparation in the heart? The phrase "in my heart" signifies that the true preparation for becoming a Mason begins internally. It emphasizes the importance of an individual's inner readiness, sincerity, and personal commitment to the principles and values of Freemasonry. This internal preparation involves a willingness to embrace the moral and ethical teachings of the fraternity, a genuine desire for self-improvement, and a commitment to live by the Masonic virtues of brotherly love, relief, and truth. Inner moral and ethical readiness. Before one can be formally initiated into Freemasonry, they must possess the right intentions and character. This means having a heart that is open to learning, understanding, and practicing the core tenets of Freemasonry. The heart symbolizes the seat of emotions, integrity, and morality. Being prepared in the heart implies that a candidate must have a foundation of good character and a sincere desire to contribute positively to the fraternity and society. Symbolic and spiritual significance. Freemasonry places a strong emphasis on personal transformation and enlightenment. The preparation in the heart represents the beginning of this transformative journey, where the candidate reflects on their values and commits to the lifelong process of self-improvement and moral development. It underscores the idea that the external rituals and ceremonies of Freemasonry are only meaningful if the individual has internally committed to the principles they represent. It reflects the belief that true preparation for Masonic initiation starts with an individual's sincere commitment to embodying the values and virtues of the fraternity. Worshipful Master. Where next? Candidate. In a convenient room adjoining the lodge. Explanation. In some lodges there is a preparation room, known as a chamber of reflection. This is still used in some lodges. Pause the audio now and read the article in the Square magazine for a detailed explanation, then return back to this point, and continue. Worshipful Master. Describe the mode of your preparation. Candidate. I was divested of metal and hoodwinked. My right arm, left breast, and knee were made bare, my right heel was slipshod and a cable toe placed about my neck. Explanation. Why is the candidate divested of metal? No metal tools used in the construction of King Solomon's Temple. Also as stated in the northeast corner of the lodge with regards to charity. Why is the candidate hoodwinked? So that the mind might conceive before the eyes were enabled to discover the beauties of Freemasonry. So, candidates were received into the degree, and moreover, had they refused to go through the usual ceremony, they would have been led from the lodge without observing its form. As you were received in a state of darkness, you were reminded to keep the world so in respect of Masonic secrets. The darkness vanishes on receipt of Masonic light. To focus the mind on what is being said before being distracted by what he would see. As an expression of trust by the initiate that no harm will come to him in a Masonic lodge. To test one of his five senses, hearing, and to heighten the others. I will give thee the treasures of darkness and hidden riches of secret places. Isaiah 45:3. Why is the right arm made bare? The right hand, arm is the dagger arm, being bare, shows no hidden weapons, therefore nothing offensive or defensive is brought into the lodge. Why is the left breast made bare? In order to affirm the candidate's gender, as none but free-born men of mature age can be made Freemasons, this applies in male-only regular lodges. This does not apply to all non-regular lodges. Also, to indicate there was no veil between you and your fellow Masons and that in your heart there was no evil intention. However, it is also likely due to the universal tradition that the heart associated with the left breast is the seat of the soul, thereby signifying the candidate's fervency and sincerity and to remind us that the heart is the repository of our emotions. Why is the candidate's left knee made bare? Because the ground that you kneel on is holy ground. Initially, there was only one ceremony entering as a fellow of the local town or borough, becoming a master mason when you had passed through the chair. So, you came into the ceremony with both knees and your chest bare. The reason why we have one knee bare for one ceremony and another for the next is more modern invention to distinguish different degrees. The left knee was bare because it was on that you took your obligation. It has always been considered the weaker side, and although the obligation taken is sacred and binding, it is considered imperfect without others which are to follow. It was taken, therefore, on the left knee, but the inherent weakness was strengthened by placing the right hand on the volume of the sacred law. Why is the right heel slipshod? In reference to Ruth 4:7-8, to seal a contract. Now this was the custom in former times in Israel concerning redeeming and exchanging, to confirm a transaction, the one drew off his sandal and gave it to the other, and this was the manner of attesting in Israel. So when the Redeemer said to Boaz, "Buy it for yourself," he drew off his sandal. In reference to Exodus 3:1-15 concerning holy ground. Then he said, "Do not come near, take your sandals off your feet, for the place on which you stand is holy ground." As a pledge of fidelity and as a gesture of reverence to show our inability to mount to higher things without guidance and support. Our lodges being consecrated are considered to stand on holy ground. A slipper given was the sign of joining another family, and the candidate in accepting it becomes the member of this new family, the lodge. What is the symbolism of the cable toe placed about the neck? The bondage of ignorance, Jones, Freemason's Guide and Compendium. A symbol of submission, Illit and Dumfries MS No. 4, circa 1710. The cable toe round the new mason's neck is also to teach him that he is setting out on a journey into the unknown as Noah did. If he should fail, then he will be lost at sea. Freemasons were known as the sons of Noah. The idea of the ark as the ship that carried all those who obeyed and trusted God to safety was strongly believed in the Middle Ages. In ancient days, the entered apprentice wore a cable toe to impress on his mind his duty to keep within hail, so as to come on in due time whenever summoned to his lodge, unless prevented by sickness. Retreat would be fatal, as the candidate would be an accessory to his own death by strangulation, ritual. Worshipful master. Where were you made a mason? Candidate. In the body of a lodge, just, perfect, and regular. Explanation. What is meant by just? The volume of the sacred law open. UGLE, Book of Constitution, Aims and Relationships of the Craft, Article 4. Because it is understood to contain the dictates of an unerring being and must therefore be considered the standard of truth and justice. What is meant by perfect? The number 7, 3 Master Masons represented by the Worshipful Master, Senior Warden and Junior Warden, 2 Fellow Craft represented by the 2 Deacons and 2 Entered Apprentices represented by 2 Stewards. Established so that all 3 degrees are represented to sanction the proceedings of the Lodge. Note, UGLE State 5 for a quorum, excluding the titler and candidate, UGLE, Information for the Guidance of Members of the Craft, quorum, although the ritual say 7, 3 rule a lodge, 5 hold a lodge, and 7 make a perfect lodge, masonry dissected. What is meant by regular? The warrant has been produced by the master in the chair. UGLE, Book of Constitutions, Rule 101. To sanction the country where the lodge was formed, the sanction of the Grand Master and the sanction of the 15 Master Masons congregated in chapter. Worshipful Master. And when? Candidate. When the sun was at its meridian. Explanation. This is a symbolic reference to noon or midday, when the sun is at its highest point in the sky. This expression often signifies a time of illumination, clarity, and the zenith of one's understanding or enlightenment. In the context of Masonic rituals and teachings, it can represent the height of knowledge and the peak of one's journey towards enlightenment. Worshipful Master. In this country, Freemasons' lodges are usually held in the evening. How do you account for that which at first view appears a paradox? Candidate. The earth constantly revolving on its axis in its orbit round the sun, and Freemasonry being universally spread over its surface, it necessarily follows that the sun must always be at its meridian with respect to Freemasonry. Explanation. This phrase suggests that, because Freemasonry is a global fraternity, It is always noon somewhere in the world, symbolizing the perpetual presence of light and enlightenment within the Masonic order. Key points of the expression include: universality of Freemasonry. Freemasonry is practiced all over the world. This widespread presence means that at any given time, somewhere on the globe, it is noon, or the sun is at its meridian. Perpetual enlightenment. Since the sun being at its meridian symbolizes the height of illumination and knowledge, this phrase implies that Freemasonry is in a constant state of enlightenment and wisdom. There is always light and clarity somewhere within the Masonic world. Symbolic continuity. The constant revolution of the Earth and its orbit around the sun highlights the continuous and unending nature of Masonic principles and teachings. The symbolism suggests that the values and light of Freemasonry are ever present and ongoing, regardless of time and place. In essence, this expression underscores the idea that Freemasonry, being a universal institution, always has a place where enlightenment and wisdom are at their peak, reflecting the fraternity's continuous and global presence. Worshipful Master. What is Freemasonry? Candidate. A peculiar system of morality, veiled in allegory and illustrated by symbols. Explanation. Why a peculiar system of morality? Peculiar. In this context, peculiar means unique or distinctive. It implies that the system of morality taught by Freemasonry is unique compared to other moral systems. System of morality. Freemasonry teaches a code of ethics and moral conduct. This system is designed to guide members in their personal and professional lives, encouraging virtues such as honesty, integrity, charity, and brotherly love. Why veiled in allegory? Veiled. The moral lessons are not presented directly but are hidden or obscured, requiring deeper contemplation and understanding. Allegory. Freemasonry uses allegory, which is a narrative that conveys deeper meanings through symbolic figures, actions, and events. These allegories often draw from historical, biblical, and mythological sources, providing rich, multi-layered lessons. Why illustrated by symbols? Illustrated. The moral lessons are explained or demonstrated. Symbols. Freemasonry makes extensive use of symbols, such as the square and compass, the trowel, the plumb line, and many others. Each symbol represents specific moral teachings or principles, and their interpretation is central to the Masonic experience. In summary, the use of allegory and symbols serves to engage members in a process of reflection and personal growth, encouraging them to uncover deeper meanings and apply these lessons to their lives. This method of teaching is designed to be thought-provoking and to foster a lifelong pursuit of knowledge and moral improvement. Worshipful Master. Name the grand principles in which the order is founded. Candidate. Brotherly love, relief and truth. Explanation. Brotherly love. This principle emphasizes the importance of fraternal bonds among Freemasons. It signifies the love and respect that members are expected to show toward each other. Brotherly love is about fostering a sense of community, support, and mutual respect among members, transcending differences in background, belief, and status. It also extends beyond the fraternity, encouraging Freemasons to practice kindness, understanding, and compassion toward all people. Relief. Relief refers to the charitable aspect of Freemasonry. It is the duty of Freemasons to help those in need, both within the fraternity and in the broader community. This principle involves providing assistance to those who are suffering, whether through financial aid, volunteer work, or emotional support. Relief is about alleviating the hardships of others and making a positive impact in society. Truth. Truth is considered a fundamental virtue in Freemasonry. It encompasses honesty, integrity, and the pursuit of knowledge. Freemasons are encouraged to seek truth in all aspects of life, to be truthful in their words and actions, and to uphold moral and ethical standards. The quest for truth is also an intellectual and spiritual journey, aiming for personal enlightenment and understanding. In essence, brotherly love, relief, and truth are the three principal tenets of Freemasonry. They represent the fraternity's commitment to fostering a supportive and ethical community, providing charitable assistance, and upholding the highest standards of honesty and integrity. These principles guide the behavior and actions of Freemasons, shaping their interactions with each other and with the world at large. Worshipful Master. Who are fit and proper persons to be made Masons? Candidate. Just, upright and free men, of mature age, sound judgment, and strict morals. Explanation. Just. This means that a Freemason should be fair and equitable in their dealings with others. They should have a strong sense of justice and strive to do what is right in all situations. Upright. Being upright refers to moral integrity and honesty. An upright person is one who adheres to high ethical standards and can be trusted to act honorably and truthfully. Free men. Historically, Freemasonry required members to be free men, meaning they were not slaves or under any form of servitude. In modern times, this has evolved to emphasize the importance of personal freedom and autonomy. Freemasons should be individuals who are free to make their own decisions and are not unduly influenced or controlled by others. Of mature age. This typically means that a candidate should be of legal adult age, which varies by jurisdiction but is often 18 or 21 years old. Maturity also implies having the life experience and emotional stability necessary to understand and commit to the principles of Freemasonry. Sound judgment. Sound judgment refers to the ability to make wise and reasonable decisions. A person of sound judgment can think critically, assess situations fairly, and act prudently. Strict morals. This means that a Freemason should adhere to high moral standards. They should live a life of virtue, demonstrating honesty, integrity, and ethical behavior in both their personal and professional lives. Together, these qualities ensure that members of the Masonic fraternity are individuals of good character, who can contribute positively to the organization and uphold its values and principles. Freemasonry seeks to admit those who are capable of reflecting its ideals through their actions and decisions, thus maintaining the integrity and respect of the fraternity. Worshipful Master. How do you know yourself to be a Mason? Candidate. By the regularity of my initiation, repeated trials and approbations, and a willingness at all times to undergo an examination when properly called on. Explanation. The expression speaks to the process of becoming and being recognized as a Freemason, as well as the commitment to maintaining the standards and proving one's qualifications continuously. By the regularity of my initiation. Regularity of initiation. This refers to having been initiated into Freemasonry according to the established rules and protocols of a recognized Masonic lodge. Regular initiation means that the process was conducted in accordance with the accepted practices and standards of Freemasonry. Being regularly initiated is crucial as it ensures that the person has legitimately entered the fraternity through proper channels and has received the foundational teachings and rituals of Freemasonry. Repeated trials and approbations. Repeated trials. This phrase highlights the ongoing nature of a Freemason's journey. It suggests that a Mason must continually demonstrate their commitment and adherence to Masonic principles through various challenges and tests. Approbations. This means approval or commendation. It indicates that the Freemason has not only undergone trials but has also successfully met the standards and expectations of the fraternity. This could involve both formal assessments and the informal approval of peers. A willingness at all times to undergo an examination when properly called on. Willingness to undergo examination. This reflects a Mason's readiness to prove their knowledge, skills, and adherence to Masonic principles whenever required. Examinations can take various forms, including tests of knowledge about Masonic rituals, symbols, and teachings, or assessments of one's conduct and character. When properly called on, this means that such examinations should be conducted in a legitimate and respectful manner, following the proper procedures and protocols of the fraternity. It underscores that the Mason should be prepared for such evaluations but also that they should be conducted appropriately. Worshipful Master. How do you demonstrate the proof of your being a Mason to others? Candidate. By signs, tokens, and the perfect points of my entrance. Explanation. Signs. Signs are specific gestures or motions that Freemasons use during their rituals and meetings. These signs are a form of non-verbal communication that can indicate one's rank or degree within the fraternity and are used to recognize fellow Masons. They serve as a means of identification and a way to demonstrate knowledge of Masonic practices. Tokens. Tokens are physical objects or symbols, such as handshakes, often referred to as grips, passwords, or other tangible items that Freemasons use to confirm their identity to one another. These tokens are unique to different degrees and are part of the secretive nature of Freemasonry. They help ensure that only those who have been properly initiated and advanced can participate in certain activities or access specific information. The perfect points of my entrance. Of, at, and on. Of, my own free will and accord. At, the door of the lodge. On, the point of a sharp instrument. In essence, this expression highlights the various ways in which Freemasons can identify each other and verify their membership and standing within the fraternity. The use of signs, tokens, and the perfect points of entrance ensures that members are recognized and can trust each other, maintaining the integrity and exclusivity of Masonic meetings and rituals. Worshipful Master. These are the usual questions. I will put others if any brother wishes me to do so.